Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to The Pink Atheist. I'm your host, Rachel Johnson, and today we're going to talk about Fusion GPS testimony, what it is and why it's important. Now, I know yesterday that I was talking about Donald Trump, a lot of related content to this. So if you listen to yesterday's show, you're kind of going to get the feel for where we're going today. You know, one of the background things that I really need you to understand is that while this is in the foreground of what's going on in America, there's a lot happening in the background. And please feel free and feel obligated as well to call your senators to resist, to do whatever you can. So now, let's everybody has known for months and months and months about the Steele dossier. And, you know, the GOP has attacked it. They have said that this is not credible. They tried to say that Hillary paid for it. In the last couple weeks, it has come out that this was not a Hillary campaign thing. This was actually Devin Nunes. One of his backers actually was funding this being brought forward. And you have to remember back to when Donald Trump was running for the presidency and he was an outsider to the GOP. Well, the GOP didn't really want to accept him on board. You know, Donald knew that he had credibility with Democrats. And he also, he also knew that Hillary brought a lot with her, a lot of notoriety, a lot of strength, a lot of support. So, you know, Trump is very flip-floppy. He's worse than a fish. But, so, back to this, Devin Nunes was, you know, one of his sponsors was actually the person who had this done. But in the background of life, in the background of Washington, where we don't really see what goes on. Now, we know that there's been hearings. We know that there's Mueller. We know that there's his probe going on. But there was this former Washington Post reporter. I believe it's Washington Post, and I will double-check that. But with all these credentials, he's done all of he's been into war situations. He's been into all sorts of situations. He has a long list of credentials. And Senator Feinstein actually released this, so you can look it up online. You can read this for yourself, and I did start reading it last night, but this guy has all of these credentials. He had started up a previous business, which, you know, didn't work out because he said that his partner wanted to go a different direction than him, and he wanted, you know, solid office space so that he could work and really accumulate data. But basically, a summation of this situation is, and I haven't fully read this, I got about four pages in. I read important things that started off, which, you know, you're going to hear a lot of different sides on this and different takes. But an important thing to note is that when you read this Fusion GPS testimony, you're going to see that they told him, this is not something secretive. This is not confidential. This is not something that, you know, is going to be protected. This testimony is basically open. So it's within the hearing and the committee, and other people really aren't going to see this, but America has laws about our rights to information. So this testimony was done knowing that. So the fact that Republicans are angry that it came out is their anger that we now have information we didn't before. It is not about violating anyone's right to secrecy or privacy because there was none granted to him. And an important factor in that is that he was also explained to at the time when the hearing began that if he needed any secrecy for sources or any other situation, he needed to explain why. And if there was just reasoning, that they would hold another hearing, which would then be confidential, okay? But he had to build the parameters around it. So this is not something that was meant to be suppressed, all right? And, you know, the quote unquote offense by Republicans right now that it was released to the public, who has every right to have access to it, is more bells and whistles. But the summation of this is that the Steele dossier has validity. Basically, this person, within a short period of time, was able to validate the things that the Steele dossier said. Okay? And now we've known that there are several items already in the dossier that have been validated. But this goes further to prove that there was collusion, that Trump did know what was going on. And, you know, these Republicans have sat on the sidelines and allowed him to manipulate the situation because basically they're busy getting their agenda pushed through. So as long as they're able to get their agenda pushed through, they're willing to overlook some crazy, horrific crimes that have been committed. Why we haven't moved towards impeachment, why we haven't moved towards something more serious with Donald Trump is beyond me. I mean, these people have been sitting on all of this stack of evidence, and if it wasn't for the diligence of people like Scott Dworkin, which you can find him on Twitter, he's great to follow. Another one is, his name is T-Pain. Follow them and look at what they're saying, because these people are actually investigating in the background of life. They're investigating, you know, all of these things. Like, Scott Dworkin has uncovered pictures of Donald Trump Jr. with Russian mafia members and the bankers, and when they have denied claims, he's done a little bit of research and found out that, no, this actually did happen. And so when the Trump administration is denying this, he has been able to go through, and he is amazing. And, you know, journalism in America, as much as we want to put it down, it still has some amazing tenets to it. The GOP doesn't want us knowing all of these things. And in one of the dynamics that's changed is the internet, because I keep thinking to myself, if we were living 200 years ago, I wouldn't have a radio show because I would be expected to be a housewife and whatever. But we wouldn't be able to access all of this vital information and so quickly. And that, I think, is part of the FEC's attempts to really limit our ability, because we can, in such a dynamic and quick fashion, access information that's vital to the continuation of this nation, and we can help each other with it, and we can inform each other. As I said, this Fusion GPS testimony is the bombshell. And you have to understand, while these bombshells are coming forward, things are going on in the background. Chip still isn't funded. Donald Trump is trying to force the wall. He stripped protection from 250,000 people yesterday. And today they're working on some more horrific plans. And I've got to, you know, really look and see what's going on. I've been a bit busy in my personal life. But you have to pay attention. This is one rancid, very corrupt regime that we have going on right now. So I think that you have to take it upon yourself to be busy in the political world right now. Any other time, I think that we enjoyed our apathy. I think that we enjoyed those 8 years of calm, quiet, still waters, where the worst thing was that Michelle Obama, for some reason, because I don't even understand this, in 2015, 16, 17, even 12, why a woman uncovering her arms is scandalous. And now we have a quote-unquote first lady who has done more. But back to this. So the things that we heard and we've been hearing for over a year now about his ties to Russia, the things that he's done, you can better believe that in the backdrop of life, these are not just rumors. These are not just telltale stories from Democrats. These are actually things that have been discovered. And, you know, people are talking, one of the craziest things that I saw was Hannity. And you know he's a radical right-wing nut job. But he was saying, people have died for this Steele dossier. And I'm like, no doubt that they have died, because it's real, because it actually isn't just some phony made-up Democratic scheme. this is actually something real. And why people want to do this, I don't know, other than self-importance, self-gain, you know, monetary gain. Because here's the thing. We have never had a warm and loving relationship with Russia. We probably never will. Donald Trump doesn't care because at the end of the day, it's all about the dollar for him. You know, he would sell literally all of us and his own mother if it would make him a cool $1 million. So, you know, take that to heart. Really think about it. Because there are so many people out there who are like, oh, well, you're just emotional, and that's why you're saying this. No, I'm not emotional. I'm actually factually correct. This man has proven time and time again. Like I was talking yesterday, when he was caught lying 30 times, one of the problems is Donald Trump will change his position when backed into a corner or when he's in a situation where he feels that changing his position will best benefit him. So, and it's like my boyfriend is actually the telltale sign of this. Because yesterday he saw on the news that Trump was saying that he wanted a clean DACA bill and was siding with the Democrats. And I looked at him in the face and I said, you know, Trump is terrible. So all of these little things where he flip-flops and for a second he seems to have that spark of humanity that we keep looking for. He really doesn't. This is not who he is. Trump wants to look good. He wants to look powerful. He wants to look like he's in control because this man is definitely not mentally stable, and he wants you to believe that he is, okay? Go out there and look this up, Fusion GPS testimony. Read it for yourself and find out just what it is that your GOP senators are hiding from you. You know, it's bad enough that former Sheriff Apiro is now trying to run for Senate. This man burned a dog alive. Alive. Which I really find hideous because I think to myself, and now I'm not excusing any behaviors on the part of anyone, okay? But I'm thinking to myself, the Jews were dead before they were put into ovens, which is not an excuse, not minimalization, because it was horrific, horrific. But this man went further on the sick and disgusting scale, okay? He took it up a notch to burn this dog alive. Alive. And he laughed while the owner cried. You have to be a really sick individual to do that, okay? So we have these really rancid GOP members. These are not even close to people that should represent a pile of poo. Let alone a human being, all right? And anyone who's been complacent with all of this covering up and attempts at attacking Mueller and the investigation should absolutely be run out of office. This is not what America needs. And, you know, every day we uncover more. And I think that that's important, you know. So pay attention. Pay attention to the backdrop. Pay attention to what's going on forward, because this level of corruption is the things that we see in places like the Banana Republic, which has been said before. And they're right. You know, we talked about fascism. We used the names Nazi, but we really are facing those things right now. And that's the reason why you don't just throw those terms around. It's kind of like bells and whistles. You know, if I call you a fascist and you call me a fascist, then it means nothing. And in this point in time, this word has much importance. And we really need to be diligent about our country and the direction it's going. So look that up. Look up the Fusion GPS testimony. And then take another look at the Steele dossier and see how they corroborate one another. See how spies worked on this, former spies, and how important this was, because this was an attempt to really get to know who Donald Trump was. And I think that it's important for us to really understand him as he is, not as we want him to be. And that's what America keeps doing, is trying to reform who Donald Trump is. Anyhow, that's going to do it for today. I'm doing a quick show, and then I'm out because I have a lot more to go. Hopefully, I'll be back tomorrow. And I want you all to know that I'm very grateful that you tuned in. And keep being diligent. Double check and see what is going on in your state with your legislators. I know that there's five different things that we need to be focused on right now, and I'm going to go look those up, and then I'm going to try to formulate a show for tomorrow and talk about those things. I really can't impress upon you enough how important it is to really get rid of Donald Trump and his toxic regime, because ultimately Americans are paying the price for having this president, and it's not just here at home. It's abroad as well. We are quickly losing our position, the amount of trust that other nations have for us. We're being excluded from their spy community. It is an amalgam of things going on that I find utterly disturbing. Just like yesterday, I saw something about Netanyahu's son talking about an oil deal. He accidentally leaked the information about an oil deal that was made to benefit Israel. And these things are going on behind closed doors. This is what Trump is all about. So we really need to do our country a favor and stand up for it. Anyhow, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself. And, you know, keep resisting. Do us all proud. We need each other. So stay active and stay out there. Thanks, everyone.